You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Welcome to the Unorganized Progression Podcast, Prolific to Professional.
Jay Sams.
And we are in a special location. We are with Podcast Detroit.
Out here in Royal Oak.
Certainly want to appreciate them for their time, their effort, allowing us to, you know, just shake up the podcast thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Get a different location, get a feel for some things and kind of twist it up a little bit. As always, me and Jay Sims do our same thing, you know, same place, same thing.
Same thing, same time, place. Every day.
There we go.
Every day, no, every Tuesday.
We coming to y'all. We got a guest in the house too. We didn't know if we were going to have a brew of the week this week, but we do. We got the Honey IPA. I don't know who it's from, though.
I don't know who it's from, either. It didn't even say it was on the keg, and, like, all it had was the name of the brewer on the keg. So that's all it got.
That's all it took.
And that's all. So we're going to cheers it up.
We're going to cheers it up. Plastic right. Cup.
Red cup, boys.
Okay.
It's smooth. Not bad.
You know, I just want to say that you could never talk about me having a brew at 1 p.m., because we're definitely doing it right now. So welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
I guess it's a good club to be in, man. We're doing something productive, man. But back when you did it, man, it was basically you just being up just drinking beer at 1 o'clock.
Nah, never,
40s at 1 o'clock.
I never did
it's
it.
It's all right, so, man. It's all right.
Whatever with that. But anyway, we got a new, a different set of ears on us this time.
Absolutely.
You know,
I like it better.
Obviously, we're going to have this on our YouTube page for our regular viewers, you know, on our Tuesday, regular Tuesday drop, regular Tuesday release. But we just want to give y'all an overview of what we do, what we've done, and what the plan is.
What the plan is, yep.
So I guess we can start from the beginning. You know, Jay Sims and I, we've known each other since
kindergarten. Yeah.
88, 89, whatever year that
Something
was.
Something like that.
And, you know, we came through school, basketball, video games, whatever. Yeah. Riding bikes, all that. Done that.
All that.
So this is a natural situation right here to me sitting across from him having this conversation.
That's a lot of life experiences together. So it lets me think about 30 years from now, is a senior citizen home, you know, in the wheelchair basketball league.
Yeah.
Not that we need the wheelchairs, but I think that might be a little fun, low key.
Hopefully wheelchair not. Basketball. Hopefully not. And you'll be complaining about what your nursing home ain't doing for you and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. You know
what I'm saying? And we'll be able to connect on that too.
Talking about weak knees.
Exactly. No cartilage, no nothing.
Yeah.
But and then we came together to, you know, he had a love for cryptocurrency and just the market and just how it was growing and coming up. So I guess you could, you know, talk briefly about how that came to be a thing for you.
Yeah, I was just looking for a way to like make some extra money. Mm-hmm. You know, always been pretty fascinated with how money moves and finances. So I basically Googled like a better like economy, you know, and I stumbled upon cryptocurrency. So when I found that, I just started investing like a little bit every week. And I basically seen like Bitcoin go from like $900 to like 20K last year. And now it's back down to like 7,000 today. So it's been definitely a roller coaster, you know, made a little bit of money, lost a little bit of money. But it's I understand more of what it is, and I'm in it for the long haul because of the technology and stuff is going to change.
Smooth. Yeah. And we've had our conversations about it. And, you know, I'm not necessarily as in tune with it as he is. You know, I'm more into the music side of things. You know, I have several different titles under my belt as far as music production, songwriting, all that type of stuff, which is my forte. But, you know, you don't necessarily always have to be into the exact same thing to come together on one thing.
True that.
You know what I mean? So we just having the separate discussions about our separate endeavors and then. Like, man, why not just do a podcast?
Whatever. Absolutely.
Right. Why not do it?
If not anything, we get together, you know, chill out with boys, you know, have a drink, you know, talk about some real stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So why not put it on camera, record it, put it on YouTube, see what happens with
Make ourselves a little vulnerable. Like, hopefully I look good in this lighting. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hopefully the camera doesn't pick up my blemishes.
I mean, whatever. Full disclosure. Like, this shirt I got underneath here, I didn't iron it. The collar all strangled. Whatever. Today ain't my day. And I'm coming off of illness. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know, I don't care.
Me and S-Dot right here, better known as Prolific the Professional, man. Talk about anything and everything as far as like doing it for the ground to like anxiety or either like depression, future goals, stuff like that. But we're really honing in over these past 5 or 6 months, you know, like who we really are as a team doing this podcast thing and where we could be going, you know, together doing this, man. We have done multiple interviews and we always want to be enlightening and be positive and just put out like bliss and blessings in the air. So hopefully we get those back in return.
Exactly. And we're at this point of recording this, we're probably about 22 episodes deep, I think. 21 or 22.
Yeah.
This might be 23. But, you know, every week just punching the clock, putting something in there, you know, certain guests at certain times. But, you know, we just want to give an avenue for everybody to express themselves when they have something going on an entrepreneurial tip, you know, whether it be our guy Gringo.
Yeah,
you know,
with the marijuana,
the botany,
the botany.
You know what I'm saying, and the edibles and all that, to the foreign exchange, you know that market and all that, and we're learning at the same time that we're doing this.
Absolutely,
you know, I always knew that there was a such thing as Forex, or I knew there was a whole market with regard to marijuana, but to be with somebody and hear their journey throughout that, making a little bit of money, losing some money,
yeah,
it's interesting to know that this is a real thing that you know people are actually succeeding at it, but you know they're going through the same things that we go through as regular folks, whether you're working a job or you got a certain hobby or sport that you're trying to excel at.
Yeah,
man, it's pitfalls on either way. Nothing is a for sure thing.
Right. The Ed Gringo interview was so dope to me just for the simple fact that, you know, just like his knowledge of botany really caught me off guard. You know, I just know him as a guy that we went to high school with, right? He was a cool guy. You know, we played ball together, but as far as his love for just not just marijuana or weed, but like the science of it.
Right.
You know, real talk, man, I've never been nowhere where there was that much marijuana around.
No.
I mean, it was like these big ass plants like everywhere. And I'm like, dude, this is kind of crazy.
They all look the same to me, but clearly it didn't for him.
Yeah. He let us touch the plants and we were like, oh, this is really sticky.
Yeah. Like, this is real piney and gooey. Like, you know, I got to the crib, like, it's still on my fingers.
I need to wash my hands after I touch this.
Like, two or three, four times. Yeah. It's serious to know that, you know, he knew all that, you know, gave us a little bit of game. Could never have soaked all that up and remembered any of it. You know, that's something that you do over time.
But I lost 95% of that.
Yeah.
For that game he was spitting.
Yeah, exactly. I think by the time we start recording, a lot of that was, was gone. Because, you know, we kind of did the briefing. As we do with most people, we do the briefing before we start recording. And then that's when we get our knowledge and our understanding. And then we let them spill it on camera.
Yep.
But it's almost like I'm learning it all over again by the time we hit record.
Absolutely.
But it's been a fun journey so far, man. And from that, you know, we also do our own individual things in between guests where, you know, we just talking about certain topics that affect us. Like, I think you brought up the anxiety, you know, which is something that kind of affects us like daily.
Yes, sir.
If not multiple times in a day.
Yes, sir.
You know, like coming in here today, you know, it wasn't necessarily anxiety for me for like, oh man, I don't know if I want to do this, but it was more so like, okay, who's in charge? Ooh, I got to go find a person that I'm supposed to talk to get this going. Like, who is that?
Right.
You know, or even leading up to the fact, just making sure everything was straight. We still on board,
you
know. But you just got to power through it, you know. Sometimes just showing up is enough.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say anxiety, man, because I experienced a little bit today. I'm getting ready for to hit a couple errands before I came here. Some stuff I had to do. And I'm ironing my clothes. I'm telling my wife, I was like, okay, I got to eat and I got to make myself a little smoothie. Then I got to go here and I got to go there. Then I got the podcast. We're doing that at 1 o'clock. And I was like, anxiety just hitting. I'm like, oh, man. I'm out running the errands and I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the time. Like, man, it's got to hurry up.
Yeah, I mean, right.
I got here literally like 10 minutes before we got on the mic.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was like pushing it. I should have been here 20 minutes before. You know, I wasn't comfortable. So
I agree with that. You got here 10 minutes before. I got here 14 minutes before.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, we're in the same boat.
So it was like, but just like you, I was doing other things, had things to make sure it was together because I got another joint I need to get into as soon as I leave here. And then I got another joint from there. So I was like, man. Yeah. But I mean, hindsight 2020, I could have done a lot of that stuff yesterday.
It's true. It's one of those days that you just wanted to be a little lazy.
Yeah.
I got you.
did that. But yeah, we definitely want to make sure that you guys, at any point, for all the listeners out there, you can check us out on YouTube. We're not done. Don't mistake this for me wrapping it up. I'm just
not at all.
I'm going to make sure I get this in there before I forget. YouTube.com, and you can search the Unorganized Progression Podcast, or if you just type Unorganized Progression, you'll more than likely get it as well. And full page, all 22 episodes are up here currently. The one that we're doing right now will be up there available. We drop every Tuesday, typically sometime between like the morning time on a Tuesday. But you know what I'm saying?
Sometime before noon Tuesday.
Yeah, I got to put that out there because you never know. Real life hits and, you know, may not be able to get things done as soon as you want. But
real talk, the podcasts are usually up before 7 a.m.
Typically.
Yeah.
And if you're a night owl, sometimes you might catch it before midnight.
Yeah.
Or at midnight on technically the Monday going into Tuesday. But it's all good.
True that, true that. So S-Dot, man, what's going on in the future, dude? What we got going on?
Well, the future for the podcast, you and I talked about an idea today. I don't know if we really want to fully expose it just yet because we got to make sure that it can actually happen. But we want to take the podcast, much like we're doing today, not necessarily in my living quarters. We want to take it to other locations, and we want to make sure that it gives you a different feel. It's the same discussion. It's the same sort of discovery, yep. But it's a different feel, you know, and not to give away too much, but, you know, we want to take this thing on the road.
We want to take it on the road. Take it on the road. I'm trying to think if I could get a little bit more specific, you know, without giving, you know, anything up. You know what? We want to explore.
Yes.
Right? We want to go on a hunt. We want to see some really cool stuff that a lot of people not seeing on a regular basis. All right?
Yeah.
We want to talk to some cool people that you may not even think like, huh, like that's interesting. Never would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we just want to, you know, expand the mind and then just have fun. Maybe have like a beer, maybe a shot, you know, just have fun while we're doing it, you know? So bring content.
Exactly. Have a beer like we are right now.
Yeah.
We got some good greetings outside. You know, they had some other treats out there for us. You know what I'm saying? Want to do that type of thing.
Yeah.
Make sure that we just bring you into our world, and also we come into yours as well. So let's meet in the middle.
Hey, you know what's crazy is that the last time I was in the studio was when I was with you probably like 7-8 years ago. Right before our man C-Dell got arrested, right? Oh, we was in there. I was making a song. I think my wife, she was actually like singing a hook for one of the songs.
Yeah, that was, it might have been longer than that.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
A real long time ago.
Yeah.
So the next time I'm in the studio, I'm with this guy too, you know. But this time we were introduced and we walked in the door by like great hospitality. It's donuts. It's muffins. It's alcohol, it's beer, you know, it's like water. So I'm like, oh, wow, should I really take this? And then I thought to myself, like, Jerry, take it. Just take it.
Yes, please. Dude, yes, it's here for the taking.
That's why it's here, you know. I want her to get drunk? No, but I mean, who doesn't love a nice craft beer?
I didn't plan on having anything until later tonight. But
me neither.
You know what I'm saying? Went in Rome. Do ass. It was out there. All right, cool.
It would be disrespectful not to take
it. I felt like it would have been.
Yeah.
I felt like they would have been looking at me with the side eye. Maybe not while we were here, but when we left, like, they didn't even want none of the damn
beer. Our beer, our drinks, our cups not good enough for them?
Like, who are these fucking snobs?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, we can't do that. We can't leave them out there when they put it out there. They laid the spread out there for us. So it's like, oh, shit. All right, cool. Yeah, we got. I got to have this. So, yeah.
So
definitely made it work.
So S-Dot and I call Pro S-Dot just because his name is Sean, right? And to me, he's S-Dot before Pro. So we'll talk about so many different things, as we stated earlier. And like, to me, one thing that's kind of been like on my head like this week is like fighting like a depression. Okay, is me being vulnerable right now. Because I feel like this is my therapy hour whenever I get with this guy, man. I've, you know, spilled out the beans to Pro, many days, and like this could be like another. All right, for instance,
I usually
like,
don't have the answers, but
nah, he don't. But he just a listening ear. Yeah, he just a listening ear, you know. So like it was something I told Pro maybe a week or two ago that maybe or I'm sorry that you know it's in my household. It's getting a little tighter financially, right? We still have the money, like, save. Like, we have a savings account, right? Investment account. But it hasn't grown in, like, 4 months. And it has, like, my anxiety super high, you know? And it's, like, to see it, like, stay stagnated, you know, scares the living crap out of me. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I go and try and donate semen? Do I try donate plasma? Right. Do I need to get a part-time job?
Right.
But it's because, you know, it's like my wife, she cut back some hours and I supported her because to like really pursue a career, entrepreneurial endeavors in health and wellness. So while that's like getting off of the ground, you know, and she's losing that consistent paycheck. And now it's like, oh my God. Now it's like a little bit of paranoia sitting in, you know?
Yeah. And that's a real thought. And that's actually like a whole episode. You know what I mean? Like that is a perfect example of what we would be discussing for, you know, the 45 minutes, hour, however long the episode is, you know. And, you know, my situation is a lot different. You know, I'm not married. You know, I don't have children, but, you know, at the same time, you can always.
I got 12 kids.
I just think that
was just wild to say.
Put some mustard on it. Like, oh, it's hard. They would probably be like, so a GoFundMe is being set up.
The swimmers do work. No. just two kids, man. Two great kids.
But that's a real thing that I can, you know, I can certainly empathize on that. And, you know, we can kind of like work through some sort of discussion, you know what I mean? Not that I got the answers, but, you know, the unorganization part of the podcast is we present the problem and you talking through it on camera, on the microphone.
Right, right.
As you would anywhere else. Because just like you in my situation, I wouldn't have all the answers. I might put something out there. You have a possible solution. We try that out. All right, maybe it doesn't work.
Right, right.
Just like with the podcast. We come up with different concepts, different ideas.
Yeah.
You know, we might look at it when it's all said and done, finished. Look at the numbers after a week. Maybe that didn't work.
That's it.
Or people did enjoy that.
Let's try
more of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to keep doing it. But yeah. I don't know if he was looking for an answer to
it. I was looking for an answer, dude. I don't know.
I mean, I've never
conversed for a few minutes about this.
I never done a donation thing. I don't know how that works or affects you.
I don't want to know donations.
You said donate semen or
plasma.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I mean, you could do that. You could set up a GoFundMe for, you know, the light bill or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I need $500, GoFundMe or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know how that, I guess in that sense, I guess, you know, some people have like morality clauses that would, or moral clauses that would prevent them from doing that. I guess that'd be the first question.
With the semen?
Yeah.
I guess, because they don't want like kids out here like crazy.
Yeah. Some people do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, you know, part of it.
Donating plasma could be like seen as legal prostitution in a way.
How so?
Because.
Break that down for me.
I mean, because it's like you're not really just. It's somebody getting you for your sperm, right?
Okay.
You know, like the sperm jackers. That's what they are, sperm jackers, man. But you know, it's like they pay you at the end of the day, and you're like, I don't know how I feel about that, but okay, thank you for this money. See, I researched a little bit, man, and you can make around $1,000 a month donating semen.
How many times you gotta do it?
I don't know, man. I feel like $1,000 a month for one time is a whole lot.
So, you're not gonna get it one time. Unless you crazy AC Green bust off time. You've been holding it for 40 years, 40-year-old virgin style.
No, like, he had crazy leakage, dog. all his shorts.
Or like my man's on Scary Movie when he shot old girl up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like that might be worth a stack.
That's about a stack, right? That might be three stacks. Right, she was plastered to
they
the ceiling.
They ain't even got enough containers. Like, oh.
that's a messy situation.
Damn,
right there.
But Gio, like you.
Probably, I feel like that's about 2 or 3 times a week. It got to be.
Oh, man.
People doing that, you know, 2 or 3 times a day, you know, and not getting paid nothing.
I know it. They probably be too damn tired to go up there and donate. You know, even when you release that, like, you know, that's also, yeah. You know, there's water
it
involved
dies
in that.
To the point. Shoot them blanks.
Dehydration sets in because, you know, water's coming out in that too. So.
Yeah, man.
You got to literally be, you know, getting the juices back literally flowing. Like, you need the water
so
all that.
Well, you said that looks so bad because, you know, for the people that can't see him, he was putting up his hands like close to his mouth, like it was like a cummy simulator.
like
he was jerking.
Hey man, it comes and goes. Like, you know, as it comes out, you gotta put some more in there. Like,
I don't know why he got his hands to his mouth when he's saying that. Yeah, it looked terrible.
A bottle of water.
Oh, you talking about the water? It's something different to me.
I know. It's that beer, man. Honey IPA.
Honey IPA. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's
you do that.
Better.
You said 1,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
That is not a lot, but I guess depending on your current situation, that might cover a couple bills, bills.
Yeah.
Car note.
Right.
Say you feel car note like three something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, you know, depending on your age or whatever, you might have a student loan that might be $150, $200.
Right.
You know, you're still roughly working with another $400 maybe.
Yeah. So I would say this too, man. It's a little, I don't know, for some reason it made me like a little embarrassed, but, you know, I'll be totally transparent.
To do what you're saying?
Yeah, man. But so I donated plasma 8 times a month because of my anxiety, my paranoia about like just having like a little bit over like the bills, right? Mm-hmm. So I put being in a plasma donation center, I was probably there 10 hours, right? Out of like 8 different visits out of the month. And I made like $379. So now I equate that to like, that could be somebody's like day at work. Or maybe somebody's 2 days at work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as like the wage is, but you know, the hours I mean that I put in really aren't that bad. You know, so it made me feel like, okay, I need to do what I need to do to feel comfortable, you know, and having a family. So as the man, I was like, I gotta do by any means. I don't wanna sell drugs.
No,
I don't want to sell drugs.
I don't want you to.
I'm gonna have Shy going half with me with this with a pound of cocaine and see if we can.
No, I'll be in here doing the podcast by myself. Yeah. Talking about he locked up. So
you wouldn't go in half?
No,
you wouldn't want those profits?
Nope.
No, I feel you.
I'd rather watch you live kingly for
6 months.
I was gonna say maybe like 2 or 3 years.
It don't last long, man.
No, it don't.
It don't last
but if
long.
If you get 3 good years out of it,
that's
you,
a long
you
time.
Could, you could do that,
but right?
Man,
right.
That's you know, seriously manipulating the system. And
yeah,
all
that's
that.
True.
Yeah.
So
I'd rather watch you do that and just be over here like.
So until my cryptocurrency investments like blow up, you know, I get it however I need it. However I need it. But you know what? She is looking at like another, you know, full time position.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a health and wellness.
Okay.
So that's gonna be good.
That's tight.
I can't wait.
Now when you
listen,
when you
look at me, I can't wait.
I know.
Listen, dog. I can't wait. hey, man. Like her income will practically double, and that would be a good look.
Do the Arsenio.
Oh man. My God.
Go. So when you did the donation, did you feel like when you walk out of there, do you feel, not emotionally, I'm more physically, do you feel any different when you walk out of there? You feel like you need to lay down and eat some crackers?
No, I don't feel no. I mean, I've seen like one lady, man, you'd be surprised to go in there. It's a lot of people that's catching the bus. There's a lot of people that, you know, got like the hoodies or that was up there. But some people that got nice cars up there. Mm-hmm. And then I was going up there when I first started.
Probably trying to pay that note.
Yeah, I first started. It was a young lady. She had a Mercedes. She had an E-Class. And her E-Class was probably like 2012, 2013. You know, and then she's a good looking girl. And I figured, I wonder why she's. I know why she's up here. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I wonder what chain of events came in her life to where she needed to be up here. Right. Some people just. I've met one lady. She's been donating plasma. She has a full time job in the medical industry, and she's been donating the plasma for like 5 years. You know, like it's her part time job. Hmm. You know what I mean? She said it's easy. She'd be there for like an hour and a half, and get paid up to $85 a week.
Yeah, you gotta wait that long?
Huh?
You gotta wait that long?
To donate?
It'd be that many people in there? Or
no, that's the process. You in and out.
Oh, okay.
In about an hour and a half.
But you gotta do the paperwork and all that.
That's just at one time. After that, it moved pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's times if I've been up there, and then like some riffraff been there. And I was being like, damn, man, I don't want to be here. But I was like, shit. I mean, I'm gonna get this money.
All right, forget it at this point. Right.
Because it might be some guys up there that just rapping like loud. Bah, 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 bah.
They be
like,
rapping in the lobby?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It'd be, we in our mid, we 34. So it's people up there that be like sagging super low. And I'm like, damn, you need to put up your clothes, bro.
What year do you think this is?
It's like 2000. They think it's 99. Yeah,
what year do they think?
Yeah. They stuck in cash money days.
I feel like they pulled up with nothing but a G-Thang playing. And like it was new.
Dude, it was one dude sagging so far that I could see his leg below the boxer.
Like, bro, you ain't even sagging at this point.
I can see the back of his thigh.
You're not sagging so far. At that point. You like, just showing your ass.
This is just too much. Literally showing your ass, dog. Wow. This is craziness, okay. Man. But it's definitely people that come up there that got nice cars or whatever that you wouldn't necessarily think would be in there.
Yeah.
You know, it could be people trying to get ahead, trying to be people get pay down some debt. Or whatever their issue is. I mean, but then you also got the people that's there because that's their only source of income.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's, I mean, once I started talking to like the staff is cool, man. And it's like a playground in there, man. You know, people just joking around, like talking, you know, across the room. And at that point, you're engaged in like a conversation with just people, and we're here just to be an impact in people's lives, like today, you know. Versus I went today, so on today, and today was like a little bonus. So I was like, cool. So it gave me like $120.
Bonus because it was Saturday?
No, because I came so many times in a month. So I got like $125 for today, you know, and I made that like an hour and a half, you know, when some people can't.
You sitting there and they sucking this shit out of you for an hour and a half? Is that what's going on?
No, that's the whole process. That part is only like 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of it, but it's just like the way you saying it in my mind. I know you thinking about something totally different because you know it's the process.
Yeah, I know the process.
I'm like picturing it's like kind of like a short film going in my head as you tell me this.
So yeah, like, no. It can be like a movie. It can be like a movie, man.
Okay.
You know, so the people who worked me out today, man, was super cool, man. Super cool, man. I think one of the girls got like a little crush on me, and that's fine. But it was a good experience, man. I mean, today was a good experience.
How do they dictate how much they're going to give you?
It's already predetermined.
Oh, okay.
It's already predetermined. It's like a month in advance, like how much you can make. Oh. It's like you choose or not to like go to work, and you know what you'll make for the day. That's kind of like what it's like.
So they set it. They set the rate based on, because I'm assuming this is government funded.
I'm sure it is.
So they dictate this is it's kind of like how like with like the IRS sets like mileage reimbursement is this rate right now,
probably
something like that yeah
probably
okay,
so
okay because yeah. I was thinking like you know if I come in there you know I'm 6'7", they might be like We can get a lot of this nigga.
Nah, because you see somebody that in there that may weigh 450 pounds. It's like if you weigh more than like 145, everybody donated the same amount, no matter how big you are.
Okay.
You know, people who weigh 145, I think it's 145 or less, they donate like a different amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm going to go do that today. No.
Shut up.
I'm not going to do it today. No, I'm gonna keep my eyes peeled, though.
Keep your eyes peeled. I mean, at first, it was super embarrassment, but I was like, man, this is a blessing, you know, because it kind of like relieves my anxiety a little bit, you know, especially, you know, like my wife is getting ready to start working, you know, on full time again. So I was like, whew, man. This is just some of the conversations that, you know, S Dot and I have, you know, just real life stuff.
One quick question before we get off that. When that does happen, you know, she starts back working, you gonna still go?
Maybe for a minute.
Okay.
Maybe for a minute. And then I'm going to probably fizz out. Okay. I'm sure I'm going to fizz out. Yeah, because I don't necessarily like need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, like you were saying, those are the conversations that we have, you know, kind of where we move. A little taste of what we do every Tuesday, you know.
Yeah, one of the you know, this is going to sound real funny, but, you know, it's super true, is that Sean, one of the told me in private that he has like masturbation problems.
There you go, shock value. Hey, look, one thing that we don't do here is fabricate stories for clicks and views. No clickbait around here. We're not gonna ever.
So his daily max was like 13 times.
And, you know what we should do though? Find somebody that really does have that problem.
We should.
And we should make.
Talk to them about it.
I'm not talking about Dr. Phil style either. We're gonna make fun of it. But you gotta be a good sport.
Because it's funny.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. Yeah. But I mean, there's certain things I'm into that people think is funny. Like, well, you know, why do you like to drink beer like as much as you do, and then like you halfway can't do the podcast toward the end of it? Like, yeah, it's funny. You can look at it as a problem if you want, but I mean, it's funny at the same time.
What I did the last podcast, so I fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm not gonna charge you for being drunk though. Like you worked like 13 hours straight, something crazy like that, and then came to do it. I didn't think we were gonna do the podcast.
I also beat.
He told me 8:30. He showed up at 9:50. Like, hell, man, we could have been done with this. We could have done and gone, but nope.
Yeah,
but no, we find somebody to do that. That'd be funny. Be fun. So,
yeah,
if you are out there listening, please again, YouTube, the Unorganized Progression Podcast is where we are. Instagram. At Prolific the Pro, that's Prolyphic the Pro, Thepro.
And I am on IG at Boomerang_Bread.
Yep, and Facebook and Twitter as well, but catch us if you can. There. Don't worry about it.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, Gingerbread Man.
Yeah, man. I like that. Gingerbread Man
horror movie, remember that?
No,
that's terrible.
It may have been. I've never seen it.
That was back in the Blockbuster days.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the Gingerbread Man. A horrible horror adaptation of the child story.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about seeing it though.
No, I'm not gonna check for it.
Okay, great.
But what I was thinking is that, you know, the Gingerbread Man will seem like it'll be like a dope hood t-shirt line.
I feel like that may have happened.
You think so? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I've seen it.
Somewhere across the Americas.
I feel like I really want to get a t-shirt of medium quality and a Gingerbread Man on the front of it. Because
with like a gold chain and shit like that?
No, that's going too far, man. Because, I don't want it to be like too hood, but I would like for it to have some type of recognition with different parties, with people who live in different places. Gingerbread Man, maybe over in the corner like a polo.
Okay, right, right. So, little man, he just not. He just gingerbread. He should be out there, like, posing or something like
that. What does gingerbread represent? I don't know.
I'm about to say something so whack. Getting to the bread, gingerly.
Yeah. Gingerly. It's like with finesse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, just a little dainty. Just, you know, kind of like how James hopping. Harden plays. Like, just,
oh, he does, you know, play dainty.
Just play, yeah, like getting to the bread and that.
Man, manner. He does. Like, it's like he plays like somebody who walks on their tippy toes a lot.
He plays like he tore both his Achilles and he doesn't want to do it again.
Yeah, it's a lot of bounce in his James Harden, like, yeah, basketball steps.
I feel like he walks on his toes in regular life.
Yeah, I think so too, man.
To the airport or something. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's like he's always trying to, like, work on his calf muscles. And, like...
he plays fat. But I don't know. It's a weird game. And he's going to mess around and be the MVP too, but, you know.
Yeah, he a boss. If we're going to talk basketball, we're so all over the place, man. This is just, like we said, it's just a dose of, like, snippets of, like, just different stuff that we talk about. And we definitely appreciate if you guys subscribe, hit the little red button on YouTube, and just follow us, follow our progression as we just try to make this thing as entertaining as possible for you guys.
Yeah.
But getting back on basketball, my man LeBron, he got the MVP sewed up. Maybe just because I'm a LeBron ultra fan, you know what I'm saying? So
he could win the MVP every year.
Yeah, he can.
But they don't want it to be boring, so they gotta do something, shake it up, you know?
Yeah, put a new face in there, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. But sometimes I feel like LeBron don't be giving it like his all. You know what I'm saying? I feel like,
no, he doesn't.
Like the last game when they played Philadelphia, it was like, somebody had drove to the basket, and like the on the opposite team, Philadelphia, and the guy on Philly had made the shot, and then LeBron like put his hand on his waist and looked at the guy, his teammate, like, what the hell?
Again,
are you serious?
Why'd you let that happen?
Why'd you let this happen, man? You gotta be, you know, this is like, sometimes I feel like he'd be tapping out, but yeah, I think, like,
especially after 60 games,
yeah,
it's like, whatever.
And I think about like what he had like, what, 44 points, 11 assists and 11 rebounds in that game.
Yeah, it was crazy stat line.
Yeah, it's triple double. Like, he dropping triple doubles almost nightly now.
Yeah, like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's like that's his goal, and that's cool.
I mean, yeah, he can get it every year. He's dialing it in, man. Like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go all out for 82 games. Even if I was the eighth seed, I wouldn't probably be like balling out for 82 straight.
You got to, man.
I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Man,
I would only made it like 5-6 years.
Such a poor sport,
in the league, man.
Oh, man. S-Dot is 6'7". You can't really tell how tall he is from sitting down right here, but if we stand next to each other, I look like a child.
They'll see.
And I'm 6'1".
No, I wouldn't do that. That's too much, man. Like, especially with, because think about it, like, the only thing that's going to come about from you balling hard for 82 games is injury. You're going to get injured. So you're going to miss some games anyway, so why not prevent that from happening?
The average person gets injured, right, occasionally, or at least once in their career. When has LeBron been injured?
That's an outlier. Let's talk about everybody else. Everybody else in the whole league has been hurt.
LeBron don't get injured, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. One out of how many? So it's roughly about 300-something players in the league.
I guess he, like, built for it tough, man.
Exactly. One out of 300-something, they hadn't had a severe, like, multi, like, 10-plus game sit-out situation.
Yeah.
You know, Kyrie's crazy. Not coming back the rest of the year.
No, he's not.
Steph has been out for some time.
For a long
KD
time.
KD had two separate occasions. Yep. Kawhi Leonard. Like, everybody, they all have been sat down due to injury, due to going too hard. And, you know, you just got to dial it in and save and reserve your energy.
Maybe they should drink more milk, you know what I'm saying, and keep their bones tougher. I don't know. When we was a kid, they used to always say, you know, milk makes tough bones, right?
They also said that we should eat, like, all types of other crazy stuff, too. We needed bread like crazy, which is fattening.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, because it's just going to turn to sugar once it hit the body.
Exactly.
You know, it hits you in those undesirable places.
Yep.
We're not going to eat like a grilled cheese sandwich and get, like, a bigger arms, a bigger chest.
No. talking about you eat this and you're going to grow big and strong. You're going to grow big. Yeah, I don't know about strong.
Right. You're going to grow big and fluffy.
You'd be doughy as hell out here talking about, yeah, he grew big. He's looking soft like as hell.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Exactly. You fall over and hurt something or you end up with diabetes or something. Like diabetes in a can. Hell, they told us to drink Coke. I mean, not necessarily in the medical books, but they've been pumping that on our
Coca-Cola. Coke.
Like, yeah, man.
And that had cocaine in it at one point.
I don't know what it had. Sugar, for sure. I know that.
It did, man. I think
excessively.
I think Coca-Cola used to get like processed with like cocoa leaves or something like that. They had like some. They had traces of like cocaine in it, like back early in the early days. Man, look it up, dog. It's called a fucking dictionary. No, it's not a dictionary. It's called fucking Google.
I know. I don't know who to believe, though.
You Google this stuff, dog. And I'm telling you, man, Coca-Cola had traces of cocaine. That's how I got you with the addiction. You think the sugar back then? No, man, it was cocaine.
I ain't never got addicted to Coca-Cola, though.
A little cocaine is good.
Really?
I don't know.
I was about to say, hold on, when the last time? Now I was going to follow up. When the last time you had some good?
I never did cocaine. But you ever seen the movie Flight with Denzel Washington?
No.
All right, so
but.
He was an alcoholic and drug addict pilot. That was amazing pilot. You know, he did this phenomenal maneuver after the engines blew. And he was judged about him being, like, hungover and high when he did it. Right. So what they did was get other pilots and they tested them on the simulators to see if the engines blew, could they have landed the plane safely? They couldn't on all these tests, but he, who was high, did. Right. So
they didn't understand that that wasn't the reason that he was able to do that. Maybe he was just a good pilot.
But that too. But also, he was having an episode. He was crashing, and he was fucked up in his hotel room.
Yeah,
they saw he was fucked up, so his homeboy said, "Get him the stuff." Came back 10 minutes later, had the stuff. Sniff, woke up. Yeah, I feel amazing. Yeah, let's run a marathon. You know, after that, he went to court, and he was excellent. But yeah. I'm just saying.
But that just goes to show that everything ain't for everybody.
It's not.
This man knows what he's doing. Maybe he needs that. That don't mean that the other, just like LeBron.
Yeah.
He can do that. Yeah. Everybody else can't do it. He put somebody else out there for it. Look at everybody that Tom Thibodeau done coached.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose, Zach LaVine, Jimmy Butler hurt. He gonna hurt somebody else. He be killing players,
tough.
Man. He
that's
killed
tough.
The Chicago Bulls when they was good, back when Derrick Rose was the MVP and all that.
What if LeBron is doing cocaine? That's why he's so strong.
I wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't be mad either, because I thoroughly enjoyed watching him play basketball over the last 15 years.
Absolutely, man.
I wouldn't be upset.
Absolutely.
I would actually encourage some of these other guys who aren't getting in the game.
If that was the case, the cocaine was the booster.
Give it a shot. You know, it might not work for you, but at least you know it.
Just a little bit. Just dab your finger in and put it in your gums. Get your freeze on a little
bit.
Right before the layup line.
Well, no, maybe it depends on how long it takes to kick in. You might have to do it earlier.
Now, Jay Williams from Duke, remember he got to the league, and he was saying that the league was totally different from what he thought it was going to be when he got there.
Of course.
Now, he said it was like guys smoking weed right before the game.
Yeah.
Now, to me, weed is a downer. You know what I'm saying? Weed doesn't make me want to go out there and just, like, perform to my highest level.
Yeah.
It just makes me, like, want snacks. You know what I mean?
I think, though, when you talk about a downer, I think that we all operate on different levels already.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like me and you, we pretty even-keeled guys. You know, we don't necessarily, we're not super hype 24 hours a day, but we're not like depressed or nothing like that either.
For sure.
Some people, they just hyper 24/7. So for them to hit a little toot, you know, that might bring them down to a level where we are regularly. You know what I'm saying?
It possibly could.
Especially if they jittery as hell and just a little nervous, maybe just knock the edge off. They still could function, but they're not.
So you're talking
nervous.
About like ADD for adults?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real.
Maybe they could focus on going up and down the court as opposed to like stopping and trying to holler at the cheerleaders in the middle of the game or something crazy like that.
That would be wild.
Yeah, like Dennis Rodman. Like, he's a party animal.
Yeah.
He probably needed something to, you know, a little brew or something to knock his energy level down to just, all right, let me focus on basketball.
Yeah.
You know.
He's one in a million.
Yeah, he's another one. I don't think he ever got hurt either.
No. He's one in a million, man. He the type that dress up as a woman and marry yourself.
Or dress up as a woman and still end up marrying a woman.
Yeah, that's super strange.
I mean, that's money too, though. But
yeah. It's something to talk about.
Yeah, everybody can't do that. But no. Yeah, I think that's funny. But yeah, that's craziness, man. So where we at with it, man? You want to call it a day?
I don't know. Right now, I think if anything else, it would just be rambling.
Yeah.
Like, because I think I run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we didn't delve into the NBA.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors winning the title anyway. So, and yeah, LeBron's, it's clearly going to be Golden State and Cleveland again. But
yeah.
Yeah. So check in with us. Like we said a couple few times, YouTube, the Unorganized Progression Podcast, Prolific the Professional, Jay Sims, a.k.a. Boomerang Bread on that Instagram. Subscribe, like, share, tweet all that you do on the socials, and we would certainly appreciate that. And we reciprocate the love, especially to all the other podcasters out there.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So you got some words you want to leave them with?
I just want to say, man, it take, you know, some, not just time to actually come out here and do this, but I guess in a way you want to make it good, like a lot of vulnerability, you know, because you got to really open yourself up, man, be transparent and just speak your truth. And that's what, like I said, we aim to do, man, bring some good content to you guys and just want to have fun. Like, we're going to do some cool stuff, you know, besides interviews, because besides the podcast like this, we've done the botany interview where we talked to a guy about growing wheat, medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Right. We talked to a guy, he went from being homeless to doing over like $1.3 million in sales.
Yeah.
Then we also talked to like a couple who trade Forex for a living, and they went from like having jobs to like firing their jobs in like 6 months.
There you go.
They made like $30,000 off $3,000. You know, and in 3 months, to be exact. So we just want to bring good content once again, and just have fun doing this, man. We lighthearted, we jokesters, you know. But we also want to bring some true stuff to y'all.
Yeah, and that's all we plan to do, and make it a little bit entertaining too. You know,
what I'm saying?
And you see us on location.
Yeah,
you know, might be doing a little something different, a little something weird. You know,
yeah,
you know, trying to make it happen.
Y'all
sucker.
Jack. So,
Until next time, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Again, thanks to Podcast Detroit for having us.
Shout out to Podcast Detroit. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the festivities. Enjoy the hospitality.
Yes.
Enjoy the facilities. So we will be back off in the house at some point when they have us. But until then, as I always say, consistency is key. Don't go to jail, because we need y'all for the next episode. Tune in.
That's right? Whack, man. For all the dudes, ain't no girls in jail. So
don't do that, man.
Don't go to jail.
No crime. Leave it alone, because if nothing else, we need y'all tuning into us every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
If we lose the viewership, I ain't got nothing for you in there anyway. So that's what it is, man. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to Where the Mic At. Another podcast that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Everything else, man. I feel like a rapper right now, just trying to think of everybody to big up. But
speaking of shout outs, man, I just want to shout out to other project, you know, that I'm always involved in, man, is Detroit Unveiled. Mm-hmm. You know, with Dontez from Detroit on that Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Where we go around, we just make like mini documentaries or short documentaries on stuff that we think is pretty cool, man. And you can find it at Detroit Unveiled over on Facebook. And it's just us having a fun time, man. And it's just about doing stuff that we're passionate about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And bringing it.
And learning the history. Beautiful city that everybody wants to flee away from.
Yeah.
But people
coming back now.
Coming back.
Yeah. It's getting pretty.
Let me real quick. If you leave Detroit, don't talk about why you're leaving. Talk about why you're going where you're going. I need people to start doing that, because it kind of pisses me off that people just can't. Like, the only thing you can tell me about moving to where you're moving is because you're getting away from Detroit. Like,
it's negatives.
What's going on there? Where you at?
True that.
I don't know. Man, yeah. I don't have them problems that they be talking about either, so whatever.
Let's just speak just positive stuff into existence. And let's just be clear, man. Like, when we talk about stuff, let's try to leave the negative stuff aside. And we can't say nothing positive, maybe we should just shut our mouth, right? That's all I got to say.
Sure, man.
That's all I got to say.
Until next time, we appreciate y'all. We here every Tuesday on Unorganized Progression. Bing, bing. See y'all next time.